Hurricanes are one of Mother Nature's most powerful forces. People can be left confused and frustrated. Homes and valuables can be destroyed, and lives can be lost. Natural disasters can happen anytime, anywhere, but they don't have to catch you unprepared. Hello, I'm Brett Atkins. With me today is Dr. Chris Portier, Director of CDC's National Center for Environmental Health. Welcome, Dr. Portier.
Happy to be here, Brett.
Let's start with how we're doing. Do you think the average American is prepared for natural disasters like hurricanes?
Yes and no. In some areas, Americans are well prepared, but in others, they really aren't. Families are able to cope better with emergencies if they have resources on hand, such as a 3-day supply of food, water and medications, and a written household evacuation plan. But not everyone is there yet.
What's the difference between a hurricane watch and a hurricane warning?
A watch lets you know that the weather conditions are favorable for a hurricane to occur. It literally means be on guard. A warning requires immediate action because hurricane conditions, that is, sustained winds of 74 miles per hour or higher, are expected. Both watches and warnings are important, but warnings should be considered urgent, and people should be prepared before a warning is issued.
What are the main threats that come with hurricanes?
Winds. Hurricanes can produce winds exceeding 155 miles per hour, causing catastrophic damage not only to coastlines, but also several hundred miles inland. Floods, common to hurricanes, are very destructive and can be deadly. Hurricanes can also produce tornadoes, which can destroy homes and cause flying debris that is extremely dangerous.
Before a hurricane makes landfall, what are the most important steps we can take to protect ourselves?
There are a number of things that we can do to protect ourselves. Learn about your community's emergency plans, warning signals, evacuation routes, and where the emergency shelters are. If you have a smartphone, check for weather-related apps that you could use. Secure or protect any potential hazards in your home. Turn off electrical power when there is standing water, fallen power lines, or before you evacuate. Also, turn off gas and water supplies before you evacuate. Locate and secure important papers, such as insurance policies, wills, licenses, and stock certificates. Post emergency phone numbers at every phone.
If people aren't ordered to evacuate, how can they stay safe in their homes?
Here are some things that you can do. Turn on the radio or television for weather updates. If you use Twitter, find emergency feeds that pertain to you. Every loose item is a missile waiting to be launched. Secure outdoor items such as bicycles, grills, and propane tanks, which may damage property. Cover windows and doors with plywood or boards. Even if the weather appears to have calmed, stay inside. Stay away from all windows and exterior doors. Take shelter in an interior bathroom or basement for protection from high winds and flying debris.